39 Main Street, Catskill, New York, to hear public comment concerning Local Law 1 and 2 of 2019, increasing the Town of Catskill senior citizen and low-income disability tax exemption maximum limit sliding scale from $27,500 to $28,500 in accordance with Real Property Tax Law Section 459C and Section 467 by order of the Catskill Town Board. Elizabeth Izzo, Town Clerk.
Okay. Open it up for public comment by either the board or members of our public tonight. Background on this, is everybody?
It's the normal routine.
Standard thing to ensure that our seniors and those that are disabled keep up with their standard of living. So we go through the process of passing a local law, which is required by the county. Real Property Tax Office requests us to hold a public hearing, which is what we're doing tonight. And then once we close the public hearing, we'll move forward on the process. So I will entertain any other comments. Hi, Sarah.
Was that a gross income figure? 27?
28.5.
28.5, from 27 to 28.5. So it is standard year to year that we do this. If I have no other comment, I would entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
Can I ask a quick question?
Certainly.
Let's say somebody's retired. That figure of 28.5, does that include their Social Security benefits, or do you happen to have a pension?
I think it's combined.
It's gross.
So that would include, right? You'd be fortunate to have those.
Correct.
One other follow-up on is that is per individual, or is that a household number, that 28? That's probably a household number.
It's combined.
That's a house combined. For the residents, because this affects their property tax.
Thank you.
We good?
Motion to close the public hearing.
Motion was made by Patrick and seconded by Jared. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried. Public hearing is closed. And our next step with that is... Oh, so we don't have to do anything else with it? We do, but it's not yet.
You do, but yeah.
It's
I don't know if you want to go through your agenda or if you just want to go right... You can go right into...
No, why don't we go into the agenda and then we'll get to that when it shows up. So we will officially now open the agenda. January 8th, we're going to accept minutes for the organizational meeting, the public hearing number 119, and the monthly meeting. And then on the 16th, we had our committee meeting. I will entertain a motion to accept the minutes.
Motion.
Motion from Paul and a second from Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Minutes for those two meetings are accepted. Correspondence we've received since our last meeting. New York State Environmental Facilities Corporation change order approval for the sewer system was accepted. That allowed a couple of folks where the J Squared and a couple of other subcontractors needed their funding adjusted. That was done. And also, we got all of the Greene County legislator resolutions. Do you get copied on all of those? Does everyone?
No.
All right. I should forward those. Authorizing municipalities to participate in county highway purchases, which is standard operating. Authorizing obtaining and furnishing of election-related services and materials, which I just signed today. And I did clarify the budget, which I think
we got that breakdown.
Yeah. So the only other thing that somebody asked me to consider is terms of the elections, which we might want to think about, and this was anecdotally in a street conversation. We have a lot of districts and a lot of money that goes into the amount of districts that we have to have. It would create a dialogue that would need to happen about them, but we are the largest one. We now have 5 election sites. And each one of them requires funding and staffing. So someone said, is anybody going to look at that? And I said, well, I would certainly take it back to the board. I don't think we have decision rights on that, but we could certainly provide a point of view on it if we have one in terms of, you know, Kiskaton, Palinville.
The only problem is we have a hard time getting people to come out and vote now.
and we start moving districts further and further and further away,
yep.
then we're really not going
yep.
to... Was it about 10 years ago we did it? When
Smith's Landing moved up here and then the Red Schoolhouse moved to
yeah.
there.
Right, and how many people get that come out of Smith and vote now?
Right.
Five?
Well, hopefully we'll have early voting
in Maryland ballots. I mean, yeah, it's absolutely something we could talk about.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have a point of view at this point because I don't know, to your point, flow, how many come. I mean, Pellenville, you could shoot a cannon through it. You know, at certain mm-hmm. times, but then at other times it's really busy. Piscataway the same way.
Right.
So, all right. I will say that we're open because obviously we're the biggest ones, and that's why I think that was the question.
What was the $27,000 for the elections last year?
Yeah.
Well, that was because they had the special election.
Well, they right. had three.
There was a lot of elections.
Yeah. So then the next observation is if you're down to one primary in June, right, and one election in November, I'd be interested to see what our number is next year for cost. Maybe that
should be a third of what we paid this year.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. New business.
I just have a question regarding that.
Oh, certainly.
I just had a question. Do you fund the firehouse, this is the firehouse I go to?
Mm-hmm.
This year when I voted, there weren't enough petitions in between, so when I filled out my ballot, I wasn't private.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually on a card table, like an extended...
Yeah, that's all.
That's
all
the
board of
elections.
From the board of elections.
Yeah, we just ordered enough materials there.
Yeah.
To have privacy.
They had the turnout for that election was on average somewhere between 10% to 13% of an increase.
Uh-huh.
So you normally sit at about 35% to 40% on a what you call a midterm type of election. In Greene County, there was 60. Somewhere in the low 60s. So there were places where they doubled their turnout. So they, in some places, they were worrying about running out of ballots. They had additional ballots, but they were smaller, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a whole bunch of stuff that went on. But as a result of that, you had those types of
right.
issues. So hopefully it's a good thing, in terms of more people coming out. So.
Right. I was just thought if you did the funding... How much could a piece of cardboard cost?
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't know if you've heard the phrase chargebacks.
That's essentially what it is.
They do the work, and then we get charged back. But that's we can certainly provide that feedback about that one particular place. Because
right.
they go around and inspect every year,
mm-hmm.
and they're very receptive to feedback.
Right there on the right, as soon as people walked in the door.
Yeah. And you could see.
Very
yeah.
open.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. We'll send that back.
Okay, thanks.
Sure. We have a retainer agreement that we would like to pass a resolution in support of. We put funding aside each year in case we feel we need outside legal counsel in particular areas. In this case, it will be in our B fund with zoning and planning. And I have... Richard O'Rourke asked that we pass a resolution signifying our... Can I find that? Oh, I got it. Here we go. Nope. Do you have the resolution?
No. I didn't write one up.
Oh, okay,
I
cool.
Just
we just want agreement.
Yes. Right. Yeah.
So we had, this was budgeted in last year's budget. So based on expertise, he was interviewed by our local attorney.
Right, at the rate of $265 an hour.
Yeah, it's correct.
For the
correct.
ZBA.
Mm-hmm. And this engages the entire firm in terms of paralegal work, et cetera. Can I, having reviewed it, entertain a motion to retain their services?
Motion.
Motion from Paul, second?
Second.
Second from Patrick, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried. Liz, if you could send Mr. O'Rourke a copy of our resolution.
No problem.
For his files. And you got a copy of his engagement letter, I think.
Yeah.
Because you're all reading on your phones.
Yep.
Okay.
We have a solar initiative in Cotterskill Road that approaches the size required for notification in the process that allows, we are exempting out of or opting out of homeowners having to pay taxes for this as encouragement, but we retained the ability to work with anything that's bigger than two. Is it kilograms? KG?
Kilowatts.
Farm.
Megawatts.
My medical world.
The metric system.
Megawatts.
Kilowatts.
Kilowatts, megawatts.
Right. So this starts a...
Larger than the home.
Right. So they notify us, which they have not done officially yet. They have informally, but in terms of the signed letter, once that starts, I think it starts a 60-day clock, mm-hmm. correct? So when that 60-day clock kicks in, this conversation will take place.
So we should try and negotiate with them?
Yeah.
Seeing how, well, how close it's going to be to the landfill
right.
to get them to run the three-phase
yeah.
to the landfill.
That would be a wonderful thing. That would be a wonderful thing if we could do that. So we'll start this conversation, Audrey and I.
Can we do something like that rather than do the pilot? If they
would be part of the pilot?
I think we'd have to get
some... Because I think it would benefit us more to do something like
yeah.
that than to take the...
But I don't... there is... I think we'll need to get some legal advice on that as to whether or not we can. What it's reminding me of is things where we have a conversation and, you know, you say, I'll do this if you do that. I'm not sure
well,
we can
be,
do that.
It
actually
can be part of the site plan requirement.
Mm-hmm.
Or recommendation yeah. for the planning board to do that if they... if they wanted. So tonight we'll officially tell Audrey to move forward. She wanted the board to be informed. We'll follow up with any additional resolutions that need to be passed. She was very effective in our last exercise, and she's viewed as a leader in the county, frankly. So I think we'll let her, and I would encourage if any of you want to be engaged to listen to this. But Paul, I think that's a great idea to see whether or not we can have that conversation. Landfills are increasingly being used for good sites for solar. They're dead sites. They're not being used for anything else. Our problem with ours is that it doesn't have a three-phase pole.
Oh.
And in order for these to be effective, they need
the three-phase
in order to be able to carry the electricity out. Putting them up is expensive. So sometimes companies are not interested in pursuing that. So this could be a conversation we could have, and we'll certainly verify whether we can have it or not. I think it'd be a great idea.
Win-win for everybody.
Exactly.
When you say three things, you're talking
about
the ones that Central Hudson, the big towers.
Yeah.
No, not the huge ones.
No.
It's three lines, three power lines together.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. So if you're on some of the like if you're on Pennsylvania Avenue where I live, there's none. You know,
yes.
they got just
yes.
one line.
One line.
Sure.
But
yeah.
when you're on the you know the big boy
sure.
roads with lots more power to generate, they've got
yeah.
the you
yeah.
can see them. You can count them. So, and they carry a lot of other stuff. They had Verizon on their poles for a long time where we had to wait for them to change those. That's why as you were driving down 23A and you saw two poles sitting next to each other.
Yes.
The old pole had to hang because they hadn't gotten Verizon off and put on to the new Central Hudson pole. So it's the kind of stuff that nobody really cares about, but it's interesting.
Stuff you learn.
The things you learn, exactly. So do you want to adopt the local law now, and then we'll open it up for public comment? So would we... This is on the local law regarding what we just discussed. Greene County Real Property Tax Service requested in order to properly administer the assessment roll with respect to senior citizens and disabled low-income tax exemption, the maximum income limit to be adopted for 2019. Public hearing was held by the town of Catskill for the proposed local law. Maximum income limit with all persons who wish to be heard able to do so. And that will take the limit set at 28.5 with full sliding scale for 2019. If they fulfill certain qualifications, including a limited income, which does not exceed an amount filed by this board, which is the 28.5. 65 years of age or older, and must not exceed income of $28,500. Sliding scale provision of property tax law section 467. Be it further resolved, with this income amount shall be effective for the assessment rolls based on the taxable status date of March 1st, 2019 and after. I will entertain a motion to adopt this local law.
Motion.
Motion from Patrick.
Second.
Second from Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Local law is adopted.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Should be the second one, right?
Is there another one? There is.
No, that was one and two combined.
Oh, one and two combined. There we go.
That was just a copy for you.
Oh, great.
And that was just the
another copy
you wanted
coming.
To set it up.
Okay. Any other items from anybody's perspective? We had a teleconference with Delaware Engineering and Audrey and Kirsten as we're moving from short-term to long-term. Have a good understanding of that, and eventually we're going to have to get all of the properties together to figure out those that were originally in and now need to come out, and mm-hmm. vice versa, and a whole bunch of we found rock, we can't do it, that kind of stuff. So, and Elliot was on it. Everybody had a good time to kind of refresh their memory of that, and it's good to go. So 2019 will definitely be closed out. Okay. All right. Public comment. Just ask that you identify yourself, and we respect you. We ask that you respect us.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
I have a friend down, so
great.
I'm not
excellent.
And I have a copy if you guys want.
Okay, great.
Words. My name is Rosanna Thompson. I live on Mossy Hill Road, and I kind of found myself in the middle of this situation based on a developer that's come to the neighborhood recently, just so you know where my perspective. And now I've kind of been thrown into a much bigger thing, but I'll read the letter. Dear Madams and Sir, I represent a group of concerned longtime residents of Catskill who firmly believe a new townwide comprehensive plan followed by zoning amendments is long overdue. The spike in recent interest in our area, as well as the frantic approach to permitting, indicate that this is the right time. I am respectfully requesting a moratorium on all permits issued by our town planning board, effective immediately, until the town of Catskill has done a thorough new plan. I would like to add that we believe a new plan would help identify areas that are ripe for concentrated commercial development and separate those areas from residential development. By creating two distinct areas, you will reduce the supply of both commercial and residential properties, thereby increasing the value of both. In addition, the following is a list of concerns that we feel would be addressed by a new plan. Number one, a comprehensive plan has not been done since 1995. I believe there have since been some revisions to the code, but I'm not sure. And I'm not sure if they were done with the backing of any study. Number two, the village of Catskill is in the midst of a new plan while a moratorium is in place, a moratorium that was established, I believe, last October. So our town has a tremendous opportunity to integrate planning at the village borders if we worked on this now. Overdevelopment of areas that have been historically rural are now becoming suburbs. Proposed event facilities are emerging next door to people's homes. This is a complete destruction of the quality of life of residents of the area. Undoubtedly, the number one reason most people move or live in this area is because of the tranquility. A new plan will help funnel developers to properties that are already derelict for sale, hopefully leaving our natural environments intact. We must encourage development and growth in the right areas, and we are for development. Let us be very clear that nobody is saying we don't want any development or anything like that. This is why we feel a new plan would help to identify and direct developers to areas that are able to handle commercial traffic, density, and noise more effectively. Number five, forgive me, I'm not sure if this is the correct name, the Sheepdog Warrior Range also shows what happens without a plan. My understanding is that the extension of the range will cut off hiking trails that have existed since before Catskill Park was even a park, is my understanding. A plan could help identify areas where these types of projects would make more sense. My hope is that we can grow while securing areas for low and middle income housing that would provide the workforce we need for successful development while keeping the heart of Catskill intact. I think there is a general concern that in this feeding frenzy environment, we will lose the beauty and tranquility of the area. Although I am definitely a newbie, only 16 years here, I grew up in New York City area, New Jersey, New York, Brooklyn in particular. I believe that I was blessed because I was exposed to all sorts of cultures and socioeconomic groups. And to an extent I was, but not until I moved to Catskill did I experience friendship of people of every single type you can find. In New York City, I was segregated into my social group, where I have the fortune of being, into my social group, excuse me. Here, I have the fortune of being in every kind of group. This has bettered my life and taught me so much about people I never knew I had things in common with. A solid plan would support the fine diversity of the community. Further, I represent a group with no political affiliation. We're simply concerned about making sure that Catskill grows to its full potential of its beauty. And as our town representatives, we're asking you for the help to make sure this is a successful new time in the history of our town. Thank you for taking this time to listen to me and to hear our concerns.
Thank you.
I just want to add that in addition, we are going to be starting a petition as well that will circulate through the town addressing the same issue to hopefully garner more support from the people. A lot of people have told me that they are concerned. I've kind of become a spearhead for this. Nobody else wants to do it. I work from home. But it is something that I think we should look into. I've experienced, I'm in real estate. My mother was an urban planner. We grew up always in suburban communities, and every time there's a rush to develop, unfortunately, the people that suffer the most are the people that have always been here. And I personally don't want to lose that. I have really enjoyed getting to know the people of this community on every level, and it has broadened me as a person on every level as well. Mm-hmm. That's all. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Manifesto?
Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
I wholeheartedly agree our comprehensive plan needs to be reviewed and possibly revised. The only thing with the moratorium is here in the village, it's specifically stated what section of the village is included in the moratorium. Are you asking for a village-wide, no-building moratorium?
I'm asking...
Townwide.
A townwide? I mean, in all fairness, I think that this should be done townwide to be fair, but I don't know how the politics, how the mechanism of this all works. I'm realizing I should have paid more attention to civic.
Right, when you say that, then right off the bat, the 23 corridor comes to mind. If we declare a moratorium, then anything up at the exit, the thruway exit, possibly could be stopped. The moratorium is initially...
Moratorium wouldn't be from building. It would be from issuing a new permit, not from building.
Well, to build a new building, you
can't.
Need
you have to have a.
You have to go through.
We're talking a special use.
Even that.
Everything
even though there was a resort already.
Yeah, they'd have to start from scratch.
They would have to start from scratch.
Start from scratch.
Start all over.
Everything requires a site plan permit.
So we declare a moratorium. It's for 6 months. Then you can extend for 6 months. The state normally doesn't let you do more than two extensions. I believe that a year we can go through our comp plan, and I wholeheartedly agree with you. I'm a little cautious on a moratorium, though, because of the implications.
I understand that. Maybe there's a solution that can be worked out. You know, I mean, could there be that we issue permits, but then can we retract some of the things in the permits based on what the new zoning says? Would that be allowed?
So you're asking if a permit's issued now and we redo the comp plan, can we go back and retract?
Yeah, it wouldn't make sense, does it?
No. The other thing is the comp plan, just so you know, it's 2007. It's not 1995.
Oh, I was told it was 1995.
No.
Okay.
No. There's a joint village and town.
That was a comprehensive, not
complete.
Yeah, it was
advised
a joint village-town one. The village didn't adopt it, the town did.
So, all right, we don't do the moratorium. do we still do the study? Because it definitely needs to be done. I realize that some of you know, there's another issue behind all of this, which there's a development project on our road that we're concerned about. We'll address that at the public hearing, because we're already having issues with Catterskill, so to double that is, you know, but this to me is bigger than that. You know, this is separate. I mean, regardless of what that outcome is, I still think that we definitely need to consider this.
And we don't disagree with you. I think the how we go about this. So, just for those of you that are new to this environment that we're here, this board that's currently comprised, we were in a significant financial bind. Quarries had closed. No cement plants. That took $50,000 out of our tax rolls, and we literally almost didn't make our expenses at the end of 2016. So we've slowly, literally, because of some of the renewed interest in our environment, and, you know, as money comes into Wall Street, it comes up the river, you know, the whole...
Thankfully.
Exactly, which we are thrilled. But, to your point, some of these things are happening in an environment that in 2007 this was a very different place.
Yes.
In 2007, we were in one of the worst recessions that this country had.
And I paid $400,000 to save 25 acres on Wasipo Road.
Exactly.
A ridiculous amount of money.
So we're in a slow growth period. Interestingly enough, that sewer, that was a 15-year project, so that didn't happen overnight. And it took 10 years to get that hotel down on exit 21. So in some places, it feels like things are happening overnight. But in reality, this community is, you know, the hospital moved across. We all know all of the stories. But this community has moved at a snail's pace around economic development. We have had maybe 6 projects in front of the planning board that I would call impact-driven this year. One is Mossy Hill. One is Sheepdog, Catskill Club,
High Falls.
Right. Well, she'd been there. She's changing some of her.
Because what we're doing is we're hearing all that stuff for years up behind us, and now they want to build it right next door to us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like really, really creepy because there's people in the property right next door to us,
mm-hmm.
and we don't even know if we have to have somebody come in and do another survey,
mm-hmm.
because they're right on the property.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't understand the lot and that the slate underneath, that when we purchased our house and put it there, we had like huge big boulders we put aside, and they have pink and blue and green. I don't even know what the heck they have on the property limits, but they've been there about 15 times already,
mm-hmm.
in the last year. And it's ridiculous.
This is the property on Mossy Hill?
Yeah, this is the developers.
Right.
It's all within the legal parameters. Yes, but they're allowed to be there. It's their land. They're, you know, we can't do anything about that.
But it just seems like they're on our property when they're doing it.
Mm-hmm. So public hearing for that, you're absolutely right.
Yes,
in terms of articulating your concerns.
Absolutely.
And I think when you think about zoning environments here, can you help me with the 5?
Yeah, R1, R2.
Which is residential 1,
commercial,
residential 2.
Residential.
Commercial, residential.
High density.
High density.
Agriculture.
Yeah.
Agriculture.
And then residential agriculture, right? Is there an RA?
Yeah.
Yes.
So.
And then there's permitted uses under each category. Then you have your subcategories. And then if something doesn't fall within that, then they can go to the ZBA for a variance. So there's multiple different levels that somebody can go to in order to get their business or whatever they want to do with their property.
Right.
But there are mechanisms where if it flat out is not within a
permitted use.
Within a permitted use, then the answer is no.
Well, it's within a permitted use, but you're talking about a road that the bottom half of the road is only 14 feet max wide,
yeah.
mm-hmm.
at best. In the narrowest parts, it's 11 feet wide.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it doesn't get, I mean, I know exactly where it starts to go. I measured it, you
mm-hmm.
know. So you're talking about slug traffic now, because
mm-hmm.
you'll have groups of people walking up and down the road. You'll have event traffic coming and going, plus the additional I have to assume there's going to be a state liquor license there, so they'll be drinking.
So all that stuff would be addressed in the comp plan, but that should be addressed in the site plan from the planning board.
Agreed. And that's...
The comp plan won't spell out...
No, but what we're hoping with a comprehensive plan is that areas like, obviously, Mossy Hill Road, there shouldn't be this kind of place on Mossy Hill Road. It's a very obvious thing. And to me, my belief, my mom served on two different planning boards. She was also on the State Board of Architects. I'm not totally unfamiliar with this. She worked in urban planning in other municipalities in North Jersey as well. The planning board is usually the guardians, and they're the gatekeepers. They are the ones that control, so to speak, what our image of our community is supposed to be. And the feeling there is more of a rubber stamp feeling. They are taking, rather than taking final site plans, they're accepting drafted plans, which to me that's unheard of. There's all sorts of little issues, and the people don't feel that these concerns are being heard. They feel that the over-rallying call is, we need money. My other concern with this is, I've seen money that's gone to Scribner's and other places. They are struggling. This place is going to charge a lot of money, and ultimately, it's probably not going to do well. Then we end up with another semi-derelict site down the road. Not to mention that the developers, the first meeting that I ever had with them, they flat out told me that it was their intent to develop this property and sell it. They have no intention of even staying here long term. Yes, legally it's absolutely permitted. I have no dispute with that at all. But as in a sense, we're a community. I think that there needs to be other aspects of this looked at. You know, people put a lot of money. With five or six people alone, I'd say we've easily spent $12 million on that road alone, with just five or six people off the top of my head. That, I think, needs to be taken into consideration as well. So I guess that's all I'm asking is, let's, you know, look at all of this before, if we are going to move, let's do a comprehensive site study. Let's do not just the site study, but for, let's make these people really do a proper traffic study, find out what's going on.
I am absolutely more than willing to sit down with you and go over the conference, and anybody else, I'm sure anybody else on this board. Again, I know you know this, but the traffic study, all that stuff, is a site plan review.
And I'll definitely address that. But
that's next week, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm also assuming the planning board, to a certain level, it takes some direction from you guys, or is that... No, they are completely...
Well, the planning board is an advisory board to the town board. The zoning board is its own separate entity. The planning board falls under the preview and power of the town board.
So they serve as advisors to you guys. Yes. Okay.
Liz, correct me if I'm wrong on that, what I just said. We have the authority to override the planning board. We do not have the authority to override the zoning board.
True. We don't have the ability to override the zoning board.
Okay. So let's do it. It needs to be done. It's been 12 years.
12 years.
Great. That'll be great. And
do you have a copy of the latest one?
No, I do not.
That's not online, is it? That's a big document.
It's a huge document. It is online. I mean, it's about 3 inches thick when you print it out.
Right.
It has maps.
Is it on our planning? Is it on our website?
It is on the website, but it...
I'll print it out.
The website is going to be getting changed. Just call me when you're going to come in, and I'll have it printed out for you. Or I can email it to you.
I'm just sending it to Staples, and they print everything out for me over there.
Okay. It probably would just be in a drop, because it's so large.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's it for me.
Jeez. Other folks that are here?
I don't think I actually understand the special use permit. Exactly what that means. Just the way you talked about at the exit, that there was a hotel there already, and the hotel is being placed in there. But they needed a special use permit?
They could. It depends on what they actually want to do to that property. So it was a hotel,
right,
which was permitted use in that zoning. If they want to put, what is that zone now?
Same zone.
Let's say
residential commercial.
If they want to put a car wash and that doesn't fall under what's listed as a permitted use, mm-hmm, then they can go and get a special use variance to put that car wash there versus changing the zoning in that area, because then that would be spot zoning. Mm-hmm.
Like on Mossy Hill Road, for instance, if I want to build a single family home or maybe make a multiple, I don't need to go to the planning board. I will get a regular permit. But if I now want to change it to a bed and breakfast and put a bunch of cottages, there's a certain list on our code and our zoning that is called special use. And that would fall under that drive-in movie theaters, car washes, all that. And for that, it is allowable technically, but you need to get approval by the planning board.
Correct.
Because they want to make sure, extra sure.
Because what they...
Because then you have to follow...
Are the neighbors in consideration of that? Prior to granting something like that, wouldn't it be...
There's an official notification and a public hearing.
If the planning board feels that they need to hold a public hearing, then yes, then it's everybody within 300 feet.
Which is kind of notified. A joke. It needs to change to 1,000, but to be honest with you...
The comp plan.
Yeah, it's all right. Well, we'll talk about the comp plan then.
Perfect. It should be at least...
Yeah, okay, we'll discuss that. It's not for another minute.
Yeah.
We're also worried about the water also, because they're... You know, everybody's coming on and putting on, you know, going down and going into the wells, and they're going deeper than we actually had to go when we first put our house there. And we don't know which way the water goes, we don't know which way it runs.
We'll discuss that. That's a planning board.
Yeah, that's something to bring to the planning board.
That's for the planning board, not the town board.
I'm sure they can request, I don't know what the study would be, but they can request some kind of study.
Partially addressed in the hydrology study. I'm good for my name.
Okay. Gentlemen, are you?
No questions.
Okay. Thank you for coming.
Motion to adjourn.
Do you want a copy of this?
That would be great.
I brought it just so you guys.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion from Dawn.
Submission to approach the.
No, that's the bench behind us.
Okay, I'm like slowly learning. You know, it's so funny.
Second by Jared. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Meeting is adjourned. Thank you all.
Thank you.